Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Nagaland State Tax Department reports sharp rise of 104% in GST revenue collection. Lok Sabha MP Supong Meran Jamir raises concern over several critical infrastructure challenges affecting Nagaland and Northeast. Lok Sabha takes up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor. And World Hepatitis Day 2025 was observed today in Nagaland. Now, the news in detail. In a major boost to state finances, the Nagaland State Tax Department has reported a sharp rise in goods and services tax, GST revenue collection, crediting the surge to wide-ranging internal reforms and intensified enforcement efforts. As per the reports, GST revenue grew by 43% in April, 44% in May, and an unprecedented 104% in June 2025 compared to the same months last year. Petroleum revenue also witnessed a substantial 31% rise during the first quarter of the 2025-26 financial year. The State Tax Department celebrated this significant milestone at the Office of the Commissioner of Taxes, Dimapur, on Saturday. We have a report.
The department credited this gains to structural improvements, skill development initiatives, adoption of best practices and a revamp of enforcement mechanisms. Diligent work by both field officers and the directorate is now clearly reflected in the revenue figures. To further support enforcement efforts, Senti Yanger Imchin, Additional Chief Secretary and Finance Commissioner of Nagaland, flagged off four new vehicles, including mobile squads and enforcement boleros. This will aid field mobility and enhance outreach across the state. Karhar, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Commissioner of State Taxes Abhinav Shivam said the surge in tax collection is proof that Nagaland is adapting swiftly to the changing GST landscape. Calling for collective responsibility, the commissioner urged citizens and taxpayers to make tax optimization a public movement, stressing that it is a sine qua non for a stronger, more self-reliant Nagaland. Member of Parliament, Lok Sabha and NPCC President S. Supong Meran Jamir has raised concern over several critical infrastructure challenges affecting Nagaland and the Northeast region. In an appeal to the Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, donor M. Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Mr. Jamir pointed to the prolonged delay in the four-laning of the Dimapur-Kohima Highway, a vital capital connectivity project. He urged the ministry to dispatch a high-level committee for on-ground verification to ensure timely completion. Raising concerns over mobile connectivity in the region, he noted that many villages, although reported as covered in official records, still lack functioning network services. The MP also expressed disappointment over the sudden discontinuation of off-grid solar energy programs in the Northeast, including solar light, street lighting, home lighting systems and solar power packs. In this, Mr. Jamir called on the Union Minister to urgently address these issues in the interest of equitable development across the Northeast and Nagaland in particular. The Lok Sabha has taken up a special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion in the lower house, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said Operation Sindoor was not merely a military action, but an effective and decisive demonstration of India's sovereignty, its identity and government's responsibility towards the citizens and its policy against terrorism. Mr. Singh said, launched following the Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir, Operation Sindoor was a well-coordinated strike carried out by the country's armed forces, hitting nine terrorist infrastructure with precision.
अनुमान के अनुसार 100 से अधिक आतंकवादी 100 से अधिक आतंकवादी उनके ट्रेनर उनके प्रशिक्षक उनके हैंडलर लश्करे तोयबा और हिजबुल मुजाहिदीन जैसे आतंकवादी संगठनों से संबंधित ये वही आतंकी संगठन हैं जिन्होंने पाकिस्तान की सेना और आईएसआई का जिन्हें खुला समर्थन प्राप्त है.
Mr. Singh said Operation Sindoor was launched to provide justice to the innocent families who lost their loved ones in Pak-sponsored terrorist attacks in Pahalgam. He said the aim of this operation was to target and destroy terrorist camps and their supporters and give a clear message to Pakistan that India has zero tolerance against terrorism. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar on various issues. Earlier, when the upper house met at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, presiding officer Bhubaneshwar Kalita tried to take up the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025 for consideration and passing, but the opposition continued with their protest. Amid din, the chair adjourned the house for the day. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. World Hepatitis Day 2025 was observed today in Nagaland at the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Kohima, on the theme Hepatitis, Let's Break It Down, aligning with the global effort to raise awareness about viral hepatitis. Speaking at the event, Principal Director of the Directorate, Dr. Merinin Lasenlam, highlighted the significance of the day, observed annually on July 28th, to educate people on hepatitis, a liver disease that can lead to cirrhosis and liver cancer. She said the day also commemorates the birthday of Nobel laureate Dr. Baruch Blumberg, who discovered the hepatitis B virus and developed its vaccine.
Observing this World Hepatitis Days and other health awareness days, it gives us an opportunity to step up our efforts on hepatitis and encourage actions and engagement by individuals, partners and public, and highlight the need for the greater response towards the cause. And the theme also gives us or emphasize the need to simplify and to scale up and integrate the different services into this hepatitis control program, like vaccination, safe injection practices, harm reduction, and especially testing and treatment of hepatitis.
Dr. Senlam shared alarming WHO statistics. 304 million people live with chronic hepatitis B and C, and 1.3 million deaths were reported in 2022. She emphasized early detection, vaccination, and stronger public health campaigns, noting Nagaland's implementation of the National Viral Hepatitis Control Program since 2019. Dr. Avile Zhao, Mission Director, NHM Nagaland, stressed the need for collective action to reduce stigma and improve awareness about hepatitis types A through E, their transmission, symptoms and prevention. She also addressed non-viral hepatitis causes such as alcohol, drugs and autoimmune disorders. Following the program, hepatitis B vaccination was administered to health workers at the Directorate of HFW. As part of the Chief Minister Mobile Operation Theatre, CMMOT initiative, a one-day free surgical camp was held at CHC Bhandari, Wokhard today. Inaugurating the camp, MLA Dr. Tsilhutyo Ritso highlighted CMMOT mission to enhance rural healthcare access since its launch on January 26th this year. Lauding Chief Minister Nipu Rio's leadership, Dr. Ritso encouraged locals to utilize free health schemes like PMJAY and CMHIS. A team of six doctors, including laparoscopic and general surgeons, an anesthesiologist and a dentist, offered services such as ultrasound, X-ray, endoscopy and general surgeries. On Saturday, the team along with medical staff of CHC Tseminyu conducted free surgical health camp at CHC Tseminyu Old Town. Since its commencement, CMMOT has conducted over 500 surgeries across 17 locations in Nagaland. And India's Tejaswin Shankar has set a new national decathlon record for the second time, scoring 7,826 points to finish fourth at the Vyacheslav Ciepiewski Memorial 2025 Athletics meet at held in Poland yesterday. The 26-year-old surpassed his previous best of 7,666 points, which earned him silver medal at the 2022 Asian Games in Hangzhou. To end the news, the headlines again. Nagaland State Tax Department reports sharp rise of 104% in GST revenue collection. Lok Sabha MP Supong Meran Jamir raises concern over several critical infrastructure challenges affecting Nagaland and Northeast. Lok Sabha takes up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor. And World Hepatitis Day 2025 was observed today in Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.